How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind?
We started the last service, which was the third service, and the message titled Idea to be Different. Idea to be different. And we read from the book of Luke chapter number 10 from verse number 38 about Mary and Martha. And we saw that Jesus Christ went with his disciples. And I challenged everyone in that service to keep going. You cannot afford to stay on the same spot. Then we moved on to say that Martha had a house. So God is not angry when a woman is blessed. A wise, blessed woman will never use her blessing against her husband. A wise, blessed woman will never take her husband for granted. Rather, she will add value continually to the man. Value continually to the man. And then, secure men always validate their wives. Secure men always allow their wives to shine, because ultimately, the honor comes back to you. One reporter asked my husband some time ago, "Excuse me, sir, your wife is so popular. You know how those journalists, correct? Journalists, I know you are here. You know how they put their questions?" My husband said, "Excuse me." The man said, "Your wife goes around the world." My husband said, "Excuse me, when you play chess, it is a queen that moves around." Said to the man, "Can you please remind me of her name, her last name?" "Felix Adejumo." "I am the Felix Adejumo. So the honor comes to me." That is how secure men do. That's how secure men do. So we continue as we look at the core of this message from Luke chapter number 10. The Bible says that a certain woman received him into her house. And I remember I started this, that you must learn to stay apart before you fall apart. Don't just go to where you meet needs. Go to where your needs are met. Don't be in a relationship where you are the only one giving and giving and giving and giving. The Lord Jesus Christ, he was totally God, fully God, and totally man and fully man. He will minister, Acts 10:38, go everywhere. Go to Galilee, go to this, go to that. And then he will come back to a place called Bethany. He had two places in that Bethany, in that town or village called Bethany, where he usually eats. At least in Martha's house, he ate more than once. John chapter 12 makes us to understand that, just like in this Matthew chapter 10, because there are two different incidences. When Lazarus was raised from the dead, Martha was preparing food. In this Luke chapter 10, Jesus had some meal. Same thing as you look at the scriptures in Matthew chapter 26, you see him in a leper's house called Simon, and meal was being prepared for him. Don't just be in a relationship where you are the only one meeting needs. Don't just work with people that you feed. Locate people that feed you, people that feed your esteem, people that validate you, people that believe in you, people that feed your vision, people that feed your dreams, people that fan you to flame, people that tell you, yes, it can be done. Don't just go to a church where they make you cry and they make you feel bad and they make you feel you are nothing. Go to a place where your spirit, your soul, your body is being taken care of, like this place. There's no way you can be in a relationship and it will not affect you, because relationship is a spirit, whether it is secular or spiritual. Show me your friend and I can predict what your life will look like in 5 years' time. Because you smell like the company you keep. Your friend is the prophecy of your future. Therefore, if you want to become great, then do something about your relationship. I don't walk with my mates. They don't have what it takes to take me to the next level. I locate people that have what I don't have. I locate my senior by every standard, and then I run after them. They are faster, but I'm being pulled along. I followed Mommy Oyedepo for over 25 years. That's the only female mentor I have. That's my mother. I saw into her life. She doesn't need what I give her every month. There's nothing I have that she needs. but it is for my sake. I located my Elizabeth, who is equally pregnant, who understands what it means to throw up because of money sickness, who lives in my Zachariah's house, and I have connected my life to her. And they say the rest is history. Don't die a lone ranger. Yes, you are free, but God didn't create you to be independent. Be free, but not independent. Locate profitable relationships and attach your life to them. The Lord Jesus will go, and then he will retreat. Some of you are just going. You know, that was where I started. Go. As you go, remember to retreat. Because you cannot afford to run on empty. There are husbands that won't let their wives minister to them. When the woman says, "Hello, dear, where are you?" So, when did you become a money-turning spirit? Leave me alone, Joe. I'll come home when I want. Now, listen, uncle. The day you will get lost, nobody will bother to look for you because they will say, "That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Be accountable." It's important. The Lord Jesus will come. Don't just go to where you love. Belong to where you are loved. You need to be around people who just do not need you, but people who also feed you. They feed your potentials. They feed your dreams, your creativity, your vision, your mind. They excite you. They pull greatness out of you. They are always there for you. When you fall, they are there. When you fail, they are there. When you succeed, they applaud you. Be careful of these three people, expired mentors, jealous colleagues, parasitic proteges. People that are there only when it is fine. People that you lean on, you cry, and then you hear it in the marketplace. Don't be so trusting to be careless. Know where to belong to. Better grow alone than belong to the wrong people. The Bible says that Martha was cumbered with much serving. In John chapter 12, verse 2, we see that Martha was serving again. Martha, at a point, had become predictable. I'm going into that very soon. As a woman, don't become predictable. Be a different woman, for instance, to your husband every time. Today it is long dress. Tomorrow it is short. Today it is sleeveless. Tomorrow it is spaghetti. Next tomorrow it is short knicker. Next one, it is another thing. Thank God for a wig. Your husband comes home, he cannot believe. Is this not the woman I left behind, you know, at home? Be creative. In Luke chapter 10, Martha was cooking and serving. In John chapter 12, she was cooking and serving while Mary was sitting. I'm taking you somewhere very soon. In Matthew chapter 26, from verse 6, we see that Jesus came back there because they fed Jesus. Who is feeding you? What books are you reading? Some people are attached to you, but they are not assigned to you. Don't waste your time. If they are assigned to you, they will not be criticizing you on every issue. Yes, they can tell you the truth. Some people have attached themselves to you. Some are attacked by people, by corporate, whatever, because you belong to the same whatever. But they are not assigned to you. You must learn to differentiate the relationships that are in your life. I want to pray a prayer for you. May you know who to wait for. And may you know who to run from. I want to pray it one more time. There are some people you wait for in destiny and in life, but there are some people you run from. May you know who to wait for. And may you know who to run from. So look at the scriptures. There will always be three kinds of people in your life. Number one, Peter's that will deny you. Number two, Judas that will betray you. And number three, John's that will love you. I don't have the time. I have things I wanted to say on this, but I want to rush. Peter's that will deny you. Sometimes they repent, so you need to pray for them. But Judas, and you don't need to have any sleepless nights over Judas, because Judas always hang themselves. Always. No exception. Ingrates. People that you were there for. You stood by them. You invited them to come and eat. And then when they got there, they held your hand. They even cut your hand, self. I want to pray a prayer for you. May your enemies not get to your helpers before you. May the Zebas, you know Ziba. May they not get to your David before you. May your voice be louder than the noise of your enemies. Let your amen roar. If you're in a season in your life when you can't really find somebody that inspires you, somebody that can feed you, somebody that can celebrate you, or you are still weighing the relationships, you are not sure yet whether you are dating the person or you're in marriage or whatever, whatever, then be free enough to be you. Be free enough to like you. Be free enough to spend time with you. Some of you, you hate you. When last did you carry yourself to the spa? To have a massage, male or female, as a couple. When last did you have a manicure and pedicure? Some of you, your heels are pulling up the bed sheets. Some of you, if you remove your shoes, everybody's saying, the blood of Jesus. When last did you go to the salon and then they put your feet inside warm water while you were reading a magazine? I didn't say a Bible, not the book of Habakkuk or Genesis. No. Or Zephaniah. A magazine. Some of you are so spiritual. You are so irrelevant to planet Earth. It's important for you, while you are making up your mind about relationships, every October, I review my relationships. What value did you add to me? Sometimes I move number 2 to number 25. Sometimes I move number 14 back to number 7. Not money. What value did you add to me in the course of the year? Did you give me too much stress? Only Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Some relationships should expire. My housekeeper, one day, my daughter was looking at her phone and we saw the different names she used to store some people's number. Cosi credit. I said, why? I said, that man, where you going? I said, wait, call me, there's no credit. So that's what she used to store them. There are some people like that. You need to put something in their name. Do not pick. Let me move fast to the core of this message. As we look at the Lord Jesus Christ in the house of Martha, we can see three characters. I want to dwell more on, because of time, Mary and Martha. And please listen to me very carefully. Same house, two women, two different characters. So we have women supporting Jesus' ministry. What would this house be without women? Reverend Sam, you don't want to know. If there were no women in this church, thank God for women. We are assets. We are blessings. But I am so ashamed to say that women are their greatest haters. Women attack themselves more than you get to the airport. You say, woman. Yes. Because she's never been on the plane. We need Jesus. And then you look at the way man. Women, it's high time we started working together, aligning, synergizing, and celebrating one another. dare to be different. We had a Mary in the house. Mary, the introvert. Are there introverts in this house? Yes. Mary, the worshiper. Mary, the spirit. Mary, the church girl. Mary, the learner. Mary, the listener. But we also have, speaking in the present tense, Martha. Martha, the extrovert. Martha, the active server. Martha, the talker. Martha, the kitchen lady. Can I say this? We thank God for the Marys that are spiritual, always sitting down and learning from Jesus' table. But please hear me. Mary is not superior to Martha. Just like we need the introverts, we also need the extroverts. Dare to be different. And don't feel bad because you are tall captive. Just make sure you talk sense. My husband will read something on the internet. He will not respond. I will respond. We're different. That does not make him superior to me. That does not make me superior to him. I just want you to understand that the freedom, the indeed freedom we're talking about, is the acceptance of who you are. My sons, I have two sons. By God's grace, all our children are married. When they were young, you needed to beg one to smile or laugh. The other one, you must beg him to keep quiet. Enough of this laughing now. None is superior to the other. We thank God for the spiritual, but excuse me, the matter. If matter did not work in the kitchen, anointing needs food. So Mary, do not look at matter and say, you are not here. You don't learn from Jesus' feet. Every time, you're always in the kitchen. You are kumbad, we're kumbad. Because the last verse says, Jesus was talking to Martha, and he said, Mary had chosen the good part. He didn't say the better part. He didn't say the best part. No. He was just saying, Martha, you need to add that one also. Jesus needed to eat. Thank God for the Marthas who will have taken care of the children's department, who will have swept, who will have been in the hospitality department. When I finish preaching now, I'm going inside there. Don't ask me what I'm going to put in my mouth. Thank God for whoever put that together. All of us cannot be praying in tongues 24/7. Somebody is cooking in the kitchen. You are different, but you are not inferior. Celebrate yourself. The first time we went to the American Embassy, 1995, 1996, and we got the visa. When we got the visa, I said, when the man said, pick it at 2 o'clock, my husband was just beside me. I said, Jesus Christ, my husband said, don't prostrate, don't disgrace me here. It was a major breakthrough then to get a visa to the U.S. I had only been to Israel, dreamland, my abo, baba, Jesus. I was doing like this. My husband said, darling, relax, people are looking. I said, I don't care if they are looking. Oh. It doesn't make me inferior. Celebrate yourself. This is what I have come here to tell you today. Dare to be different. You are not inferior. You are not superior to anybody. Some were born quiet, easy going. We thank God for them. Some of us, any little things. He's not just my Father who art in heaven. He's our Father who art in heaven. I want this to be very liberating to you. Psychologists have discovered that 94% of married people are opposites. Even the remaining 6% are not exactly the same. So when we understand this, there will be defeat for two major things: competition and comparison. Some of us, this altar is not wide enough for us to move. Baba Adeboye will stand. I thank God Reverend Sam is also moving now because I watch him a lot. But before, Reverend Sam too will stand like this. But now I say, Baba Tigbino Jeke. I still watched him last Sunday now. I still watched him. You see, some people, Or some of us, we will cover kilometers. What is important is the content. Are you blessed by the Lord bless you and keep you, amen. But all of us cannot be doing that. I will just sleep. I will just... Some of us must shout. CD Jakes must shout. That is who he is. You talk about some people on the internet, they won't reply. But my Baba, Yedipo, we respond. That is who he is. I'm just mentioning this name so that you will know that nothing is wrong with you. Whether you are a mother or you are a Mary, you are free. No more competition. One major thing that I noticed that Martha did was this. When Mary sat before the Lord, listening. And excuse me, Mary, there's a time to sit, there's a time to walk. You shouldn't have let your sister in the kitchen. You should not. You listen to the Lord, you quickly take that, because there are too many single ladies that are not preparing themselves for marriage. When you get married, it is not Bible you'll be quoting to your husband. You need to learn how to make pap. Learn how to make a bar. Before you start praying for a man, he wants to eat. So it's not enough to just sit down. Mary should have sat down for some time and then gone to the kitchen. But this is where Martha missed it. Mary offended you. Why not tell Mary? She left Mary and she went to Mary's helper. Do not write on the internet what you cannot tell me face to face. You are a coward. Don't abuse me on the internet if you cannot tell it to me face to face. Don't talk about your pastor on the internet if you cannot tell him face to face. There's nothing wrong with you noticing something and mentioning it, but there is what you call native intelligence. There's a way you say it. There's a way you address your mother-in-law. There's a way you address your husband. There's a way you speak. I was the one that offended you. Why go to the Lord Jesus? After all, she was her kid sister. You just whisper to her, Mary, when Jesus is done with the book of Ezekiel, let's come and... There's nobody that will not feel bad because they were going to eat together. And there are too many lazy people, you know, in the name of spirituality. As far as I am concerned, indeed freedom is balance. Ability to balance your spiritual life, your financial life, your political life. Some of you need to go into politics. That's the solution. All this criticizing our leaders and I won't do nothing. We've been doing it since Nigeria was founded. Get into politics. Some of you are called, and I'm trusting God that Reverend will pray for some of you and release you to go into politics. Don't be afraid. Hey, when we go, we will be prayer covering you. This is the next thing now. Take over generation. That's the next thing. Now please listen. I was talking about women against women. I was the one that offended you. You now went to go and report me to somebody. And that person is human. The person begins to look at me one kind. Thank God for Jesus Christ. I feel like I should quickly mention this about relationships. Those of you that are married women, please, let's begin to redefine the relationships between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. Let us redefine it. Don't go into the institution of marriage with this at the back of your mind. That's my mother-in-law. I will show her pepe. So each time she comes in, you squeeze your face like an amoeba. You are ready for a fight. Don't do it. Women, let's start supporting each other. This is true freedom. Let's validate. We're different. If you write 6 like this, it will look like 9 or 6. If you stand here, it will look like 6. If you stand here, it will look like 9. The fact that you see things from your own perspective does not mean that that other person is wrong. So please, this is my mission. Let's come together as women. We may not be able to worship under the same roof. Israel has 12 tribes, even though one nation. This matter not tribe by tribe. In some churches, they cover their head. In some churches, they don't. Just know the tribe you belong and stay there. That is why the cross has 4 entrances. North, south, east, west. Just come as you are. Come with your jeans. Come with your lipstick. Come without earring. Come with jewelry. Just come to the cross. All this tearing ourselves apart and all that. You are a Martha or you are a Mary. We are the same. None is superior. And be free enough to be different. Husbands, do not get married and forget your mother. From the black pot comes the white pap. Do not forget your mother because of your wife. Husbands, do not become so immature that because of your mother, you cannot treat your wife well. To me, that is freedom. Treat your wife very well. Treat your mother very well. And the mamas that are here or watching me on internet, mama, it is a new age now. Don't kill your daughter-in-law because she made a mistake. If she tells you she doesn't want you to watch her baby this way, it's her baby, not your baby. When you come to do a mugo to help them take care of children, thank you for the additional time. When you come to do a mugo for them, please don't scatter their marriages. Please, mama, don't. These are the children that will bury you all. In case you have forgotten, don't tell the girl, well, what did you serve me? And then every time you come, everybody is agitated. Mama is coming again. You should be a blessing to them. Let's redefine this relationship in the African setting. Particularly those of us that are Christians. Wife, snatch your mother-in-law from your husband and take a good care of her. Whether she's a devil or not, it doesn't matter. You are sowing a seed. Do not sow what you don't want to reap. My mother-in-law died at 110, blessing me. She practically died in my hand. You think she didn't offend me? She did. I chose to forgive her in advance because I have two boys. No daughter-in-law can maltreat me because I didn't sow it. Life will forever be governed by principles, not miracles. So if you don't want to reap it, do not sow it. At the same time, as a man, balance. Don't say because you want to please your mother, you now begin to disgrace your wife. You talk to her anyhow. It's a sign of immaturity as a man. That's the balance that we're talking about here. Relationships. Let's bring freedom into our relationship. My daughter-in-law is here. I don't call her daughter-in-law. I call her daughter-in-love. I call her Omadejumo. She comes to my wardrobe. I say, I bind you. Leave that place now. Leave that place now. She sits on my lap. I have two of them. That's how it should be. We are Christians. That's freedom indeed. Once you are a woman, I must add value to you because I'm also a man. You won't find men fighting. You will never hear them say, father-in-law, say your own. And no. It's always woman against woman. It's always woman against man. If I offend you, tell me, and then let's sort it out. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13 and verse 2. Job chapter 12, verse 3. And Job chapter 13, verse 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. You are not inferior to anybody. No, not at all. I close by saying this. God has sent you to this planet Earth, and it is not to waste you. It is for you to be what He has ordained you to be, whether you are a Martha or you are a Mary. Please love God and serve Him with all your heart. Number two, please take a good care of yourself. Your freedom indeed, or indeed freedom, is expressed in these areas. Don't just be a bench warmer in church. Jesus is coming. Do your best in serving the Lord. Take care of yourself, spirit, soul, and body. If you need to go back to school, be free enough to do it. These are the things that will enhance your freedom as a person. Number three, take care of your marriage relationship. Relationships that are in your life, you are dating, you are in courtship. If you are waiting, don't let your life wait. Serve God while you are doing that. I am a proof and I'm an evidence that a good Christian marriage is a salary paid by God. Serve God. I still go to church or sweep, and I will do it. I was telling Reverend, the dangerous seeds the Lord has been leading me to sow recently. The secret of champions is in their stories. So I want to tell you, now that you are still single, use your life to serve the Lord. He's waiting for you. Nobody is promoted by mistake. See this, God does not throw up. He lifts up. He will lift you, he will test you. Then he will lift you again. He will lift you, he will test and see what is in your heart. A little lift, even the Almighty God does not have rest. Your pastor, what? Because you travel to Cameroon, nobody can hear a word again. Nobody can hear a word again in the house. You must complain about everybody and everything. Freedom indeed is having a balanced life, serving the Lord, touching your neighbors. You may not be able to found an orphanage. People have founded. Support them. Help them. Just look for something to do to be a blessing. You are free not to roam about. You are free to add value. Some of you saw it on Instagram. December, I just said to myself, we all go to orphanages, go to, what can I do to be different? And this is what I want to leave with you. Always think of how to be different. What can I do differently? Even your love making, differently. Don't just sit and say, oh yeah, do something. No! Missionary trip. Every time. Missionary style. Do not say I said that. Reverend will come and clear it, you know, when it comes. I went to celebrate with Babi Alas. People you call Babi Alas. Gave them, it just occurred to me, they're always in the sun. Let me give them, you know, umbrella. Yes. We tried to adopt three of their children. We said, we'll sponsor you to university. Do you know that some of them said they don't even want any job? This is the job they are doing, that they have in house. But this was what touched me. Most of them were houses. Some were blind, this, that. One of them said, as I sit down, or as I kneel, or as I stand on my prayer mat, every morning I'll pray for you. I must tell God about you. Nobody has ever done this for us. Dare to be different. Do something with your life. Time is going. Be free enough to be different. Don't let anybody make you conform and make you look the same. Look at how beautiful this place is. We have red, we have yellow, we have green. Some of you are the red. Some of you are the ash color. Some of you are the yellow. Some of you want to be red and yellow, I know. But look at it. But look at it. That is the beauty of life. I want to trust God that from today, you will step into newness. You will step into difference. And your life will take a leap forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Please take care of these areas of your life. Stretch your two hands. This is what I saw also. Father, I present these hands unto you. As your people experience this freedom that you have given to us in Christ Jesus today.
How can you walk when you don't know the way of the weak?